The debtor goes out and puts $80,000 worth of solar panels on the roof of their home, right? And they were persuaded before they bought the $80,000 worth of solar panels that it was going to cut their electric bill in half, like by $200 a month. And so they spent all that money on solar panels. And you have a first lien on the home, and you have a second lien on the home, and then you have a lien on the home for the solar panels. Used solar panels aren't worth much, and they cost a lot to remove, and Mitch Buckman's going to tell us what the hell to do about this problem, right? Is that your problem?
That's one of the problems, yes.
Okay.
Thank you. It's nice to see everybody, and it's nice to be in air conditioning and lights. Those of you from Houston know what I'm talking about. Just by way of introduction, my name is Mitch Buckman. I like to tell people I've been practicing for a long, long time. When I started law school, the old Bankruptcy Act was in place. And when I graduated, the Bankruptcy Reform Act had been passed. So I kind of straddled the two. But when people really want to know how old I am, I always tell them, I'm so old that I can remember when Judge Isger had a full head of hair. Now that's old. And I'd also like to thank the bankruptcy judges, so they're here today. And I've always enjoyed practicing in bankruptcy court. I love what I do. I've always enjoyed it. And one of the reasons that I enjoy it so much are the bankruptcy judges themselves. When I first started practicing 43 years ago, I did both state and federal court work, mostly in bankruptcy in federal court and in state court, mostly representing creditors. And at any given point in time in Harris County, there were more than 20 different judges that I might be appearing before. And as a result, I might not see the same judge twice in a year, which meant I never got to know the judges. I never got to understand, you know, really what they wanted and how they wanted things done. The beauty of the bankruptcy court is, in the Southern District, you've got now four judges. It used to be five judges, but they're accessible. They're hardworking. They know the bankruptcy code. They also understand what, you know, the lawyer's dilemma. The lawyer wants the cases to move along. They want the dockets to move along, and they pay attention to that. And that makes the practice itself a real pleasure. Plus, I think the bankruptcy judges have done a very good job of educating the bankruptcy bar. And I think the bankruptcy bar itself is maybe the best bar there is in the practice. And a lot of that has to do with the bankruptcy judges, because when I started practicing law, I think the bankruptcy judges basically put their foot down and said, we need to make sure that the lawyers that are coming before us are representing their clients diligently and are doing a good job for them. And they've gone about the process of doing that. And that's again, to their credit. And it makes our practice that much easier. And finally, and I don't know if there's any court personnel here, but the bankruptcy court personnel, the court coordinators, the court clerks, are an absolute pleasure to deal with. In state court, the court coordinators and the court clerks were like the offensive line. Their job was to keep you away from the judge and to block and cause interference. That's not the case in bankruptcy court. If I need information or if I need to get information to the judge, the bankruptcy court personnel are there for me and for the judge as well. And that really makes the practice that much easier and that much more enjoyable. So I want to thank all the bankruptcy judges for all the effort that they've put in, both in doing the seminar today, but also in the future, and for making my life that much easier. Now, before we get to solar panels, the first topic I wanted to talk about was property of the estate. And I think that may have already been discussed somewhat.